This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Istanbul, Turkey. The 40th Olympiad has concluded. The ceremonies, the closing ceremonies, have ended. All the awards have been distributed. I'm actually in some kind of a lounge in the WOW Hotel. I'm with Grandmaster Levon Aronian. He was the first board of the gold medalist Armenian team. And by the way, a team that I picked to win the gold, although China didn't win the silver, which I also predicted, I'm glad that Armenia won the gold. So how does it feel the third time around, Levon?
Well, it's just, I mean, I don't really have words to describe my happiness, because, you know, we've been dreaming of this moment, of winning it in here, and it didn't look that easy. Because at one moment we lost the match and we drew one, and but then we got our force together, and America helped us a little bit by beating Russia, our main rival, and then we won.
It was interesting because Russia, the U.S., and China beat each other up. So you had all three of them had beaten each other, and that probably allowed Armenia to slip through, but I guess on a more reflective note, Armenia added two players, Movsesian and Petrosian. Now, was this team, in your opinion, stronger than the other medalist team, or what were the differences?
You know, our team is always chosen by strict rules. We have four players by rating and the winner of the Armenian Championship. So I think anybody who wins the Armenian Championship is worthy of being included in the team. And it's hard to say if our team, you know, was stronger or weaker this time. But in general, what I like about team, that the main players, like, for example, me and Kopyan and Sargsyan, we have stayed for a long time with the team. We have such understanding that I think anybody who's going to come is finding a comfort in our company.
Yeah. So you won in 2006, 2008, and 2012, but it seems like the level in chess amongst all federations, even the lower ones, is improving. The first round used to have a lot of 4-0s. Now you have some surprises. Do you find that the level is improving in your own experiences in playing, and what do you attribute that to, if so?
Well, my feeling is that chess is becoming more popular. With the help of internet, we get different players from different countries, and, you know, certainly a couple of decades ago, you would never dream of not winning the first two rounds at 4-0. Nowadays, it's the reality. Actually, we played, if I'm not mistaken, we played Bangladesh in the second round. And at one moment, we had a feeling that 2-2 is inevitable. Although we won 4-0, but in general, everybody is catching up with the general level. And my guess is that we're going to see more 3-1s, and possibly, I hope so, we'll see some African teams really getting the same position as the Philippines this year, the surprise team that was actually doing really well.
So the Philippines and Vietnam did very well in this tournament. Now, also, just to let you know before we go on, there are a lot of African teams, well, as you saw, that won category prizes, but there were a lot of African upsets. African players who beat grandmasters. Kenny Solomon of South Africa he beat three grandmasters this tournament and got a double norm a 20 game norm. So he now is a grandmaster elect, and so it's, I think that's already started. But if you look at the results of this tournament, you had Armenia, you had Russia, you had the Ukraine. So someone would say, well, it hasn't changed. This is the same. These are the same group of countries that always win. What do you see as the future? Say 10 years from now, what do you see the makeup of chess in terms of the upper echelon? Armenia will still be there, right?
Hopefully. In 10 years time, wait, am I retired by then? No, probably not. So, and Akopian is not retired, that's for sure. Well, I actually think that China is going to become, probably is going to become stronger, because they have lots of interest, and although they're good now, but they have the potential to improve. Obviously, you know, that this it's already kind of the big you know, the big three, so to say, is Russia, Ukraine, and I mean it wouldn't be right to say us, but but we have to take the facts into consideration that we're a good team for the last decade. So, Azerbaijan is going to become better, certainly. What about the surprises? Yeah, I honestly believe that that there has to be chess coming up in Africa. I mean, I've never been to Africa myself, but I have the feeling that if we start traveling more and bringing our passion, you know, into lives of kids and people, we can really bring up chess. And chess is a great thing, because it teaches the kids the most important thing that kids cannot learn in the school, they cannot learn on the street, is the ability to think, ability to evaluate, ability to appreciate the time, and ability to realize that every little move, every little detail, you know, it's just there are consequences for everything you do. So I think that's what the Federation and we leading players have to contribute to the current world of chess.
Well, hopefully Africa will be given some attention before the next election, because that seems like that's when attention is given to Africa, when it's votes that are at stake, you know, with the FIDE, the presidential election. And you're right, there's not nearly enough attention, but what I often tell the Africans is that you need to begin organizing and attract some grandmasters, because grandmasters will come to Africa. If the conditions are proper, they will come. And that way Africans won't have to travel, you know, to Europe, and you know, the exchange rate is really would be prohibitive for them. Would there be any future plans or maybe desires for you to travel and maybe do some work on the continent?
Sure, I mean, I would love that. I mean, currently I'm thinking I have to concentrate on my chess, you know, like improving. But whenever I have the free time and whenever I get the chance to do that, I think I will. Because I come from a little country that doesn't really have much resources, and yet, you know, see, we make it in our chess, you mm-hmm. know. So I think even the poorest countries, Africa, can afford to get into our game and spread the love of chess. And that's, I think that's just the good thing for the society, because it also calms people down.
Yeah.
In some way. Because yeah. I mean, in general, even when I play in a club with friends of mine, or every time I teach somebody, I don't teach. It's not my profession, but when
right.
I teach my friends to play or anybody who asks me, I can tell that they're becoming more relaxed, kind of, you know. They start appreciating the silence and that feeling you get after a game of chess.
Chess is definitely has a meditation to it.
Yes.
And you sit and you think and you ponder and everything else closes off. You don't hear anything. You don't hear any noise. It's just your mind working, you're calculating, you're thinking, and you're and so actually there were two African nations at the General Assembly that signed agreements for chess in schools. And that was Ethiopia and Malawi. And those are two countries that have problems, you know, poverty stricken countries. But I think the future is, I won't say that the give a particular time, but I think the next continent that will begin to see an increase in chess talent is Africa, because of the amount of talent. There are just not enough tournaments and there's not enough resources right now. So if someone like you went over there, Nigel has been over there, you know, to many different African countries, but I think if you went over there, it would provide a big inspiration, you know, because of your country and you also are more apparently more approachable and down to earth than I think a lot of players. Alodapo Adu, who you took a picture with, really admires you, and he always talks about.
Mm-hmm.
He said this is a great guy, and Simatowe is the same thing. You know, he talks about you in a very admiring way. So I think you have the ability to resonate, you know, with Africans, and that will help them. But I want to talk to you about some other things in chess. You have your status now. You're number two in the world. Magnus Carlsen is number one, and everybody's talking about this rating, you know, 2851, and you know, will he break it? And I think it's inevitable that it will be broken. But you're right there, you know, behind him, and you have the candidate cycle that's going to be coming up. Well, I know you have aspirations to be world champion, but what are your plans moving forth from here? I know you're trying to improve your game, but are you making any concrete steps to prepare yourselves for that inevitable moment that you'll be playing for a championship?
You know, my last two tries in the cycle were not good, but they were quite sobering. So after both times in Mexico City in 2007 and in Kazan in 2010, I just became a better player. Currently, I'm thinking that I've been too long at this maturing state, and I honestly think that it's the right time for me to try and achieve it, you know, achieve the win in that tournament. Although it's going to be a very difficult challenge, because it not everything depends on preparation, psychology, and physics. The physical state.
Mm-hmm.
A lot is connected with the way it goes, you know, the way the tournament goes, because sometimes your opponents guess what you're going to do, and they smell the rats, they play different lines.
Mm-hmm.
What is connected with me, with my hard work and with my dedication, I'm going to do everything that I can to achieve it.
Well, we're going to close on that note. I know it's getting late, and I appreciate the time that you've taken, and appreciate always your interviews and your kind words. You've always giving me words of support for the chess drum, and I wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your work, and I know that many colleagues of mine appreciate your work, and I hope that you'll keep on being successful. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. All right, well, this is Daim Shabazz, and we are signing off in Istanbul, Turkey.